Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mm. Oh, I've already eaten like all but two of my little Kit Kat things.
Gosh, you could have saved me one.
But you're not here to you. There's no way you could eat them.
But I will be there in a week's time.
That's true. They probably would have kept a week.
Exactly.
I mean, I do have two left, Dave.
Well, it's your prerogative to eat them or.
I'll decide as the show goes on.
Oh, I see. Is that how we're playing this?
If you're nice to me, then I'll leave you some. So, if you say some mean things, I'm gonna eat them. Okay, I might need to put the light on soon. It's getting a bit dark.
I've got my light on. Should I open my curtain? Nah. I don't need to see the outside world. Doesn't need to see this.
No, exactly. I feel the time has come to start the show.
It has. I think so. The time has come.
Do you want to? You do an intro.
To start the show. It's Dave and Tom on the That's Life show.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Starting
now.
Where else to go?
Having a lem sip.
On the show. Yo, yo, yo.
YOLO.
YOLO. Lo-yo. Mo-ho.
Buy some hose. Downtown. What? Downtown. In the town. And mow the lawn.
Okay. You always take it too far, Dave. You always take it one step too far and then upset someone.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Time to start the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's Dave and Tom.
Woo, that was great.
Here we are. Yes.
That was so nice. I'm going to use that on all the shows now.
Oh, okay. So here we are.
That was nice.
Oh, thanks, man. See, sometimes good stuff does come out my mouth.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's time for another That's Life episode. We've done one recently as well, haven't we? So we're doing all right. Tom's not in his house. He's somewhere else. Technically it's an on tour show. Except with you're over there.
Yeah, I guess.
It's just.
Well, I'm at my girlfriend's mum's with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
But I've done quite a few shows from here.
Oh, right.
Before, so it's not like it's not a first time.
This isn't the first time. This is more like the fifth time.
No, maybe something like that.
Oh, there we are. Well, I'm in my office, as normal. I need to. Yeah. You know what I need, and you know what I need to do, Tom.
What? Go on.
I need to put up my brand new 6 hours of Spa Francorchamps poster.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it now?
Do you want to see?
Okay. Are you going to show it to me on the camera? Oh, I'm looking. Oh.
Oh, look at it.
It's a bit blurry. Can you make it less blurred? No, that's worse.
No, is that worse? Okay. Well, Well, to describe it to the viewers,
and you've gone, yeah.
I've just no. For me, so we
have,
you have
a, to describe it.
A BMW GT car, and it's being followed by the Rebellion LMP1 car, and behind it, and it looks very, very close, very fraught. And you've got the you've got a picture of me and Kerry in the stands, just enjoying the racing action.
Oh. We should just explain that Dave went to the World Endurance Racing at Spa this weekend just been.
How did you know that? How did you know?
Because you tell me stuff. Because we're friends.
Oh, of course.
You know, that kind of happens when you tell me things I tend to remember.
And you know. Oh, that's interesting. I thought it was bigger than my other poster, but it's not. It's actually the same size. It just looked bigger.
Oh yeah, it always looks bigger. Yeah. What?
Anyway, I need to put that up at some point with some non-stick, with some blue tack. So yeah, we went to the World Endurance Race at Silver. I keep saying Silverstone. Spa at Spa. We went to Belgium.
Yeah, get it right.
I know, two completely different tracks. Do two completely different countries. I mean, when we went to the Formula One, we didn't get a cool poster in the bag.
No. Well, was this with, like, your goodie bag?
Well, yeah, when we got there, we bought a program. And inside the program had the poster.
Oh, okay.
So one side is the cars. One side is the picture. And then the other side is all the cars. The spotter's guide, so you know what car is what.
Okay.
And we had a fantastic time. That sounded a bit lame. I'll try that again.
Yeah, it did.
And we had an absolutely fantastic time. I mean, God, what a treat, what a trip. I mean, it was just brilliant from almost the start to almost the finish. But we'll get on to that.
Shall we start from the beginning?
Shall we start? All stories must start from the beginning. So sit yourselves down, grab a cup of tea or maybe a coffee from the train you're on, but not a decaf from the Virgin train, because they're rubbish.
little burn for the Virgin trains.
Virgin trains is rubbish in general, but everyone knows that.
Another burn there for the Virgin trains.
Other train providers are
available, yeah.
But not on the same route, though. Not on the same route. Some are different routes. So
I think we're tangenting into quite boring
subjects.
Waters.
Boring waters.
Yeah. Cold waters. Where we want hot springs, Dave.
want
hot springs of lovely hot water and caressing joy. Our lovely bodies.
Wonderful. So thanks for that. Thanks, Tom, for that.
No, you're welcome. So Dave, okay, shut up. Okay,
I'm shut up.
You started the day on the Eurostar.
We did. It's the first time I've been on the Eurostar. Have you ever Eurostarred it?
No, I've never. But I will be in August.
Oh, you will. So
When I go to Spa, same thing as you. But
I can give you a taste of what to come, what you can expect, and to be perfectly honest with you, I was expecting more. Oh,
yeah.
Controversial. Ooh. Controversial.
What were you expecting?
Well, I was expecting a free course meal, some comfy seats, free Wi-Fi,
champagne.
Yeah, you know, it was none of that. It was more like a down class train journey. Funny that.
Why did you expect it to be like the poshest train you've ever been on?
Because it's the Eurostar. The name Eurostar, kind of for me in my head. Even though we did go economy. Or whatever, or standard seating, or whatever it was. I still expected a little bit more of a step up to the normal seats you get on other trains that I use every day. But it wasn't really. It was kind of like, I mean, they had Wi-Fi on board the train, but it didn't work. It wasn't available.
Oh, that is like your worst nightmare, that. Wow. What am I going to do on the train journey now?
Well, it wasn't that
That's
bad.
That's what I imagine you were like.
I did have data, but yeah, fine.
So it wasn't a crisis then.
It wasn't a crisis, but it's the fact they say, "Oh, you can log into your Wi-Fi on the," and didn't work. It was just a bit like, oh, God, you know. So it took about an hour and a half to go from London to Brussels, which is pretty cool when you think about it. You know, you go yeah. from one country in England, and then you're in continental Europe in a few hours, in less than 2 hours' time. It's great. I mean, you couldn't get to Scotland in that time.
You know, you go under the water, like underwater.
Yeah, yeah, in the tunnels. Yeah, yeah.
Like you're going in. Yeah, you're going kind of like in the seabed, essentially.
You basically are. Yeah.
What's that like? Is obviously like.
You don't know. You honestly don't. It's just a tunnel.
Is there like.
You generally don't know. You just go through. It goes dark, Tom. All right. It goes.
That's what I was thinking. Like, is it just dark and you can't see?
It just goes dark. You don't know where you are. And then you pop out the other side and you're in France. And you're like, this is nice.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's not quite exciting. Well, it's. They have this thing where you do like a virtual reality thing on your phone and you like underneath the sea and you can see like fishes and things. It's for kids.
Really?
It's for kids. Oh. But you could try it.
It's really terrible.
You could try it. I mean, it looked like it might be fun.
Try and see.
And there's a really awful video as well. They have it on repeat. Like it's basically an advert for Eurostar while you're on the Eurostar, which makes
no
sense.
And again?
It's just the same video comes on and on again, and it's like
on where
there's a TV screen. So there are little TV screens.
You got TV screens
in the middle of the carriage.
Trains don't have TV screens.
Well, some do. This one does.
And it still wasn't posh enough for you.
Not really. Well, no, it was just a silly advert, and it was just going on about it's like five things to do when you're in Paris. And it's like, say yes to everything, and then it's like, make more than memories, and it shows a guy having a one-night stand. It's really weird.
Really?
I'm not joking. Oh. It does. It's like, he wakes up, he's like, oh, it's nice. Next to this girl.
Wow. Like,
yeah. I know, I was thinking, what are they going for here?
That's just the French, though. That might be like a normal thing in France.
The French mentality. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So we went on the Eurostar.
And then we arrived into Brussels Midi train station, which is where you'll arrive there. You'll arrive there. And then we went down. Ooh. And we'd hired a car from Brussels.
Yes. This is the exciting part.
This is the exciting part. Oh, no. So I've never driven on the left side of the car. I've never driven on the other side of the motorway. On the other side of the roads. I've never driven in the UK. There's a lot of things I had never done, and I suddenly had to do it.
And it's not like you've driven
recently,
like, because your car is in Jersey.
Yeah.
It's not like you're driving to work or anything like that. It's like, you know, you don't drive as much as some might say.
Indeed. No, there's a lot of non-driving in my life, but I've driven for many years, so I feel like I'm pretty good at it. No, don't comment.
It's not for me to comment. I mean,
no, exactly.
I feel safe in the car with you.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm glad you do.
When you're not driving.
When you're driving. When you're driving,
yeah.
You feel
yeah,
safe
when it's someone else driving, yeah.
Oh dear.
So talk me through the first when you got in the car and you drove away.
Well, the first thing when we went to pick up the keys to the car, I was nervous. I was quite nervous at that point, and I was thinking,
yeah, I bet.
Have I made the right decision here? I was just like, I've got to suddenly now get in this car. I don't know exactly, not exactly sure where I'm going. I've got to drive to the other side of Belgium.
It's quite a brave move, that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, you know.
It's quite a brave move.
It was. Well, you got to make the man sometimes, isn't it?
Make the man.
You got to make these things maketh the man by doing out the comfort zone, out the comfort zone, and all that stuff.
Yeah, very true. Like, as long as you don't kill yourself in the process, you know, that would very much breaketh the man.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Where were we?
I was just about
crapping
to drive
yourself.
Off. I was very much crapping myself. It's just like, we got the keys to the car and we thought, right, before we head off, let's get a coffee or something just to steady the nerves, you know, because I can't drink.
a shot of tequila just to steady the nerves.
Yeah. Or in this case, an espresso with three shots of coffee. No, what did we have? I think I just had a latte, I think, or just a latte or whatever it was.
Didn't that make... Oh, I was going to say, if you had that, you'd be, like, alert, like, you'd be, like, even worse.
Too much. Over alert. No, it's fine. It was fine. But it was funny, because we sat down at the cafe. It was inside the train station, and Kerry went to the loo. And I was sat there, then yeah. I was having my coffee, then I had a lady come up to me and start... she asked me something in French.
All right.
I just looked at her.
But that's okay, Dave, because you speak French, remember? Remember you were saying to me you can speak French?
A little bit, because when you go to France,
you just pick it up. Remember saying that?
Well, I wasn't in France. I was in Belgium.
Oh, so excuses.
I looked at her blankly. I said, parlez anglais? Then she just said...
Parlez anglais? What's that mean?
I don't know. Speak English, but I think it's quite rude.
Okay.
Just speak English. Damn it. And she just... All right. She's like... Then she goes, she says like something like, oh, pardon. Moves on. And I was just like, oh, God. Okay. And then about two minutes later, I had another woman come up to me. And she was asking for money. And she wouldn't take no for an answer. I kept saying no English, basically.
And nine.
She had like her child with her, like 5-year-old child. She kept like pointing to him. I'm like, no. No,
I hate children.
He's going to starve. Sorry, I'm not. You're not getting any money out of me.
No,
so that was fun.
Well, was it at that point that you saw that you were sitting below the help sign, like ask me for help?
Oh, that explains.
Why do people keep coming up to me?
Not quite. Anyway, so Kerry came back. Then we just finished our coffees and then we were off. So the car was in the car park. It was four stories down in the car in the Hertz.
Four stories down.
Yeah, it's my floor minus like, four. Like, it was underground.
So four below. Okay.
Yeah. So it was Hertz. We hired it from Hertz because if you use Hertz, you get a 10% discount with Eurostar. You get Eurostar, you get 10% discount on Hertz. So I was like, okay, that's kind of why I did it.
I'd be like, they're called Hertz. Doesn't fill me with confidence.
Yeah, so it was we went down there, we found the car, and we had an Opel. Right? It was an Opel Corsa or something, I think.
Are those like fruit pastels?
Not as tasty.
Opal fruits, is it?
Opal fruits. I don't know. I have another tea. I have another tea being brought to me.
Oh,
how much is that?
A lemon tea.
£10.
£3.
£10.
£10. Jeez, I'm not coming to your cafe again. What's in it?
Lemons.
How many?
20.
Oh, wow. It must be quite strong.
Just squeeze some lemons.
Oh, it's hot. It's hot, Tom.
Oh, I bet. Well, you can't have a cold, eh?
Woo! Woo!
That'd be weird.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, so So we got downstairs, and it's, you know, it's quite cool because it's like, oh, this is our car. You know, this is our car for the next few days. We can go and do what we want, you know. So like chucked up the bags in the boot, and I decided to use my phone's Google Maps as the navigation as when we were there.
Okay,
which worked out. So we bought a car mount when we were back in the UK to stick on the window. So we got all that set up, ready to go, and I tried to figure out what all the buttons did in the car.
Yeah,
like, and we realised that the brake light didn't actually work. It only had one reversing light.
Oh, yeah.
So we took a photo of that.
Can brake lights, both brake lights, or just
sorry, not,
one?
Not,
brake
oh, sorry, not the, sorry, it's not the brake lights. The reversing lights don't. The only
oh,
one.
I was going to say the
only one works. So, there you go.
If the brake lights didn't work, I wouldn't have been driving that.
No, I was going to say
you'd have someone plow into the back of you.
Yeah, brake lights were fine. At least they were when we set off. And everything else. So there we go. So we set nav up. We set to go to the place where we're staying, and off we went. And we started the journey.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Oh, gosh.
As you pull away...
Yeah.
What were you thinking? Were you thinking like, oh, this isn't so bad? Or I'm going to die?
No, I wasn't thinking I was going to die, but I was a bit like, oh, God, right, I've got to just keep focused and keep sensible. I remember to go on the right side of the road. Go to the right of the road.
Yes.
That was what was in my head. And so obviously it was in the car park, so it was quite tight, so I had to, you know, new car, get used to the turning. I have to go up the thing, and then out the barriers to get out. And then the first thing I come to is a zebra crossing, and there's about 50 people
walking across.
50 people walking across to the train station, and I stalled. This is like
you stalled.
Oh, I was like, oh, for God's sake!
Oh, I knew it. I should have expected this.
It's just like, God's sake.
Oh.
Anyway.
I mean, you stall in your own car, so... Sorry, that's not fair.
Oh, man.
Oh.
It was quite an easy car to drive. It wasn't very, very, very powerful. But getting out of Brussels was actually awful. It was literally... It was so difficult, because... It's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like, you've never driven through a capital city before, have you? So it's like road works everywhere, and the sat nav tells you to go one way, and then you see that way is like a one way street, so you can't go up it. And then it says to you at the last second, keep right, and then you're in the left hand lane, so you got no choice but to go on.
Yeah.
And then it's like recalculating, thinking, oh, do a U-turn. I can't do a U-turn.
I'm on the motorway. There aren't many U-turns.
It was crazy, but we actually managed to get out of it and onto the motorway after about, I don't know, 40 minutes? 40 minutes of driving in Brussels? It's pretty crazy. And so then hit the motorway. I've never driven on a motorway before.
No, the first time I drove one, it was horrible.
Yeah, no, it's kind of the same. It was just, because it was a Wednesday night, or sorry, Wednesday evening, it was obviously day, rush hour. It was just lorry after lorry. I was thinking, So I think for the first, like, I don't know, 15 minutes, I literally just stayed in the middle lane. just stayed there. And you had people passing me all over the place.
Just like constant speed, relax.
Just don't look at anyone. Okay, meanwhile, Kerry was trying to figure out the Bluetooth in the car and trying to get her music to play. And I'm there like, Just look forward.
Just concentrate.
Yeah.
I can't deal with this.
But eventually I got into the swing of things and I was like, right, okay, pull out, get in front of him, get in front of him, put it back into the right lane.
Yeah.
But I got the hang of it and it was all right. It was okay. Until we carried on the motorway, then a bit further and a bit further and a bit further. And then eventually the sat-nav let us down and I went the wrong way. I exited the motorway when I shouldn't have done, so I was thinking, oh, for God's sake. The sat-nav said we had like another 15-minute drive till destination, and we just lost the way. So I had to go back round again. I had to go back up the motorway to go back down it to go back the way we should have come. And I was thinking, I don't want to be here anymore.
I mean, you must have known that it was going to be like this.
Yeah, I knew. It's the Google Maps said it would take about an hour and 40 minutes to get to the place. It took about two and a half hours because general getting lost and working things out. But I found the place we were staying. It was called Frankenshaws, actually. It was so close to the circuit. It was a stone's throw away.
That's probably why it's called Spa Frankenshaws.
It did, well, exactly.
Because in Frankenshaws.
In Frankenshaws. But the first place I pulled into...
Frankenshaws. Frankenshaws. Frankenshaws.
All right. But the trouble was, Franco, I wasn't Champs. Exactly too sure which place was which. I'm just going to keep talking now. I wasn't too sure which place was which.
Frankenshaws.
I pulled into the wrong house.
It doesn't sound like a word now. Frankenshaws.
Just enjoy my tea. Nice.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, good. Finally. Sorry, I pulled the wrong house at first.
Hi, this is Mark. I'm pretty famous. You're listening to That's Life. I was on there once.
Sorry, I pulled into the wrong house at first. And the lady came out and just spoke French to me. And I was like, nature de circuit? And she looked and she shakes her head. And I'm like, oh, okay.
What did you say?
Nature de circuit was where we were staying.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of the place. It turned out I pulled into next door neighbour, so it was literally the next turning. I got one turning out, so I'll take that.
That's not bad.
And we pulled into the right place. We met the lady who was our host. It was literally her house. It was just her house. It was like it's just like a B&B, but no breakfast. And it was really nice, actually. She was very nice. We spoke a little bit to her, and we had our room was literally just like a bed. We had a shower.
So you really went as cheaply as you could, like
pretty much.
Really,
no,
cheap way you could do it.
Well, you say that it was still quite an expensive place to stay for. We stayed for four or five nights, so it was still quite expensive actually, but it was really, really nice. So we made it to the thing. Woo! So we freshened up, put all our stuff in the room, and then we went out for a meal. There wasn't very much in the village. I mean, there were three restaurants. One was a French restaurant, which was like 50 euros for one bit of pate, so we didn't get there.
Yeah,
and there was a gastropub and an Italian, so we ate at the Italian first night, and it was very good, and it even had a old Formula One car.
Yeah, I think it was that you sent me the picture.
Yeah, it was very much, you knew where you were because there was like old Formula One pictures on the wall. And
yeah, it's very much an F1 place.
F1 place. Oh yeah. And there were team members because they had like the team stuff on.
Oh yeah.
So you knew that there was like BMW or Ford or whoever. And there were other English people there. So obviously they'd come down.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely meal. It was very nice. And obviously the next day was the actual practice one. And we I haven't told you this yet, but we almost didn't get in to the track.
Oh yeah. Well yeah, go on.
It was absolutely nice. So we got there, and we had we were quite early. I think we're like one of the first people to actually get in. And so the lady asked us for our tickets. So we're like, okay, here they are. Here's our tickets. I booked these in like January, so months ago.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. The buzzer thing kept saying rejected.
All right.
So she went up to the ladies in the booth who were actual Ticketmaster people because we bought it through Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
And they tried it and it said rejected. So she says to me, Can I see your ID? So I was like, yeah, here's my driver's license. So she was like, okay, yeah. So
rejected.
It's brought up on the computer. The computer was like, yeah, this is them. So she rang up her boss. And then he rang someone else, and then she rang someone else, and it kept rejecting. And so eventually, about half an hour later, they just printed us off some new tickets, and we got in. Yay!
So you could have been fraudsters, really.
But you could have been, if
someone had like got some fake ones. I mean, and like rejected, and everything got rejected, and they phoned up people and everyone rejected them. And then they were like, oh, I can't be asked for this, just print them some new ones. Is that what happened?
I don't think it was like that. I think they could see our booking on the system.
Oh,
they had the computers in front of them. And that's why she asked to see my ID to confirm my ID says who booked it on the thing. So I think it was generally fine. It was just a bit like, we were stood there like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Like, we come all this way and we can't even get in the bloody circuit. But it was fine. And we got in. I'm not sure
I'd let you in if I was them, to be honest. I'm not sure.
Why not?
You know what I mean? Like, I'd probably see you be like, oh, this guy looks well dodgy. Is there a way we can refuse them in? Like, I was rejecting it, mate. It's rejecting it. I'll phone up my boss. No, rejecting it as well. It's all rejected. But no.
You're mean. You're mean.
You got in. I'm not mean. What are you on about? You're mean. What?
I'm not mean. I'm lovely.
You're all right.
Oh, okay. Cheers.
Anyway, continue with your story.
So it's an amazing... So we finally got in, and it's quite a surreal experience when you first go into Spa, because you think to yourself, where's the circuit, oh, there it is, and it's all just it all just sort of opens up.
Okay.
And it's like, to me it felt like going into an abandoned fairground place at first.
Yeah.
Because there was hardly anybody there. All the grandstands look quite old and quite outdated compared to Silverstone anyway.
And, yeah. You're sort of like, this is where the F1 track used to be, right?
Yeah, like that must be like the old Hockenheim. But there,
yeah,
it was great, you know. So we get in, and we decide to go to the middle of the circuit, and we see Alonso for the first time, and he's running around the place like a mad thing. And we're like, "Is Alonso? And there's another driver. I don't know who he is, but it's just so cool. That's what's so cool at WEC. You know, you just go in and you just mingle, and you see quite famous people. I mean, Alan McNish was there, and John Todd was there.
Jean Todd.
And what did we first do? Now we went straight upstairs. We went to the cafe and the bar, the cafe bar, and we had another coffee.
Oh, another coffee.
I asked the lady, does she have any croissants, and she said no, and I was quite sad.
Oh. And you walked right. So from where you were staying, you walked to the track.
Yeah, we walked to the track.
How far was it?
It took about a 10-minute walk, I would say.
Oh, that's downhill, perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I chose the place, because it was so close.
So you didn't use the car to drive there and back or anything?
We did on Saturday. No, Friday.
Okay. Just as a change.
We did use the car, obviously. But,
yeah.
But we did use it on the Saturday to get in there. Friday to get in there. And it wasn't just a WEC at the event. There was also the Porsche Carrera Cup France and the Benelux, which was quite exciting. It was all Porsche 911s, all similar cars, and they all just sort of had a big Barney. So that was the first thing. That was their practice one, and then we had the WEC cars after them, which lasted for 90 minutes. And there was some good. That was the first chance, you know, get the camera out, get some nice pictures,
get a feel for things,
listen to the cars.
Yeah, the sound's great, isn't it? The sound and the like the feeling as they go past, like the vibrations and
I tell you, there was one bit in the middle of the track as they go around the first corner of the source. I learned the name of the corner.
Yeah, good.
You can get right up close. Like, I'm talking meters away from the track.
Really?
And that's where I've got some really awesome photos.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll be able to do that at the F1, but for the WEC, they were just literally touching. And you could stick your camera over the fence and get really cool pictures.
I think that's the good, so good. That's the good thing that you don't get with the F1 is... When you go to the world in endurance, you're just so much closer to it all. Like, you can get involved in you can go in the pit lanes, you can go, like you're saying, in like the place you got the coffee, like the booths where you can buy food, people who work on the team will just be there. And
just mingling about.
And it's so much more free, and you feel so much more involved than F1 race. But I guess with the F1... it's such a big event and such a big deal that these guys are like world known, you know, they're paid mad amounts to do what they're doing. Yeah. And it's like they've got this like protection, I suppose, that, you know, you can't have someone just waltzing in. And
Exactly.
You know.
It makes you wonder how much Alonso is getting paid to do that. But if he is paid at all, maybe he's doing it for free.
Maybe.
Probably not. So on the first day, I decided I want to walk the track, because, you know, first day now, I want to see the whole track, you know. So we started walking. We went up Eau Rouge round the side of the track. And that was steep. I'm telling you now, that was quite steep. We stopped and watched a few other cars come through, and we saw that. It's just like, wow, this is so good. And then the practice session finished, and we were still walking. I think practice finished before we'd even reached, you know, the end of the straight after Eau Rouge.
Oh, right. I mean, the track is huge, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we carried on, and we saw the safety car go around like a few times, just to try the track out.
Yeah.
And eventually we had to just give up, really. We couldn't. I messaged you saying it was chained. That the track I wanted to go was chained up, so you couldn't go that way. It's like a caravan park. You walk through a caravan park, and then you walk through the middle of the track, and it's like a nature walk. You wouldn't think you're in the middle of a Grand Prix circuit. And I saw the bit of track where David Coulthard smashed into Schumacher back in 1988.
Yeah.
That was a special moment for me. For me, Thursday was such a nice day, because obviously there's no racing that day, so it's more for the, you know, more chilled. You can relax a bit more and what have you. Yeah, perfect. Really, really, really good.
And it was, from what I saw as well, the sun was out and it looked like completely clear blue skies. Exactly. Amazing weather, just perfect kind of.
Yeah.
I guess
perfect race.
Some might sort of say they'd like it to rain to make the racing more exciting, but in terms of for the fan just to enjoy, it was perfect weather.
Exactly. Oh, the weather. Yeah, it was so hot. We had to buy some suntan lotion.
Oh right, that, yeah, yeah.
That level. We didn't think we would need any, but we did. That is just such an amazing time. I mean, so highlights of the weekends. I bought Kerry a Ford hat from the merchandise. We managed to get it. Yeah, I mean, we managed to get that signed by some of the Ford drivers, which was really cool. We also got autographs from Sam. Oh no, that's it, isn't it? Yeah, it's Andy Creo, the guy from Guernsey. He drives for the Ford, so we had him. We got him to sign the hat, which was really cool.
Ah, okay.
And
did you get to chat to him or anything like?
You don't get a chance. You don't get a chance. You literally just sign. Thanks.
And next piece.
You know. Yeah. No. It's just it was mobbed. The Toyota garage was absolutely mobbed. So you walk in the pit lane. So just to clarify, you go down when they open the pit lane up on Saturday morning race day. You can go down and go to the drivers you like and get their autograph. Toyota, you didn't have a chance because obviously that's where Alonso is.
Yeah.
It was. I did think about maybe trying, but I wouldn't have been able to get anyone else. So I didn't. I went.
And it's,
maybe at Silverstone. Maybe at Silverstone.
And it's such a long wait for such a short little like. Oh, hello. Okay. Goodbye.
Exactly. It's almost. I say not worth it. It's almost a bit.
Yeah.
A bit silly, really. But we managed to get a few drivers. So we got one of the half of the Ford team. We also got Sam Bird.
Oh yeah.
I got a nice photo of Sam Bird, which is pretty cool. I'm just looking through the
book. Oh yeah.
So I got Sam Bird and David Rigon, Italian driver there.
David, who?
Rigon.
Okay.
Rigon.
Sure.
Oui. But more importantly, I got Pastor Maldonado's signature.
Oh, your brother from another mother.
I'm looking at it now and I'm just like, oh, that is just
Can
superb.
You tell who is who in the picture? Like have you is that clear? I'm just implying that you look like Maldonado.
Well, you know, pretty bad. Anyway, so we got Maldonado's signature. And Maldonado did pretty well, you know. He was fastest in practice one and two. I think he was fastest in qualifying as well, but his car was disqualified. But never mind, that's how it goes.
At least he didn't crash it like we expected. But
talking of crashing, though. Big crash for Fittipaldi. He broke both his legs in a Rouge, and that was incredible because I watched him. Where we were sitting in the grandstands, I could see him. I watched him come through turn one. This was in qualifying. Yeah. I watched him head towards Eau Rouge, and I watched all the way through. And I watched him go up, hit the first kink at Eau Rouge.
Yeah.
The car stepped right out on him, and I saw him try to correct it. But it wasn't enough. And remember, he's going absolute full power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I saw him going into the going straight on. He's going to have a crash. So I pointed up at it, and I went, oh, just as he crashed into the... Just as he smashed
Just as heavily, he hit the wall, yeah. Slow-mo? Like, did your life...
No, it did. Yeah.
You're like, look over did, there. He hasn't even crashed yet. Yeah.
No, because it's true. Because I can remember it vividly. Like now. Like,
yeah.
Oh, he's going to crash. He's going to crash.
He's crashed.
and then qualifying was red flagged for like, oh, it must have been 30, 45 minutes while they had to get him. Because they got the tarpaulin out so you cut on the sheet so you can't see him. And there was... You know, they had the recovery truck, ambulance, the lot.
Not good.
I say incredible, but I'm just like, bloody hell, what did he do? Is he dead? What's happened? It turned out he broke both his he broke his left leg, and then he broke his foot in his right leg or something. Insane. Oh, man. Insane.
It's not good. Yeah.
Absolutely insane. And then on race day as well, there were three big crashes, actually, because there was a big crash for the Porsche in the Porsche Cup. They do a half an hour race, and 15 minutes of that was behind the safety car, which was a bit rubbish.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to get him out of the car as well and all this other stuff. And then in the race itself, one of the Fords, funny enough, it was the Fords driven by the guy we got the signature off, had a massive crash at Eau Rouge as well. So maybe we shouldn't go see them in Silverstone.
yeah, you're a bad omen or something.
Maybe, who knows? But so they had a massive crash. he walked away, so he was fine. Massive crash in Eau Rouge. But then, with about an hour to go of the main race, there was an almighty crash with the SMP car. I don't know who it was driven by, but he did a double backflip. The car took off.
Oh, right.
At the top of Eau Rouge. At the top of Eau Rouge, his car just flipped backwards, double backflip, and landed in the barriers. He walked away, but absolutely insane. I've only just seen that today because the cameras didn't pick it up. I only saw it because of a fan video did.
Absolutely crazy.
I'll show it to you later. Okay. I was wondering why there was a safety car, because I was like, I had it on my phone. I had the race up on my phone. And I was looking back through the pictures. I'm like, they haven't shown what happened. The guy's just in the barriers. Now I've seen why.
Wow.
Crazy.
But it just shows the risks involved.
I think it says that on the ticket, motorsport is dangerous. So
yeah.
That's it. And it's true.
Do you think it affected your in enjoyment of the weekend? Or is that kind of, like, is it just one, like, you, there's a crash, you move on and enjoy the rest of it?
No, just move on. It's like, yeah, he's had a crash, he's still alive. Yeah, that's his decision. I didn't ask him to go racing, but the fact that he is mean on him.
Yeah.
So that was great. And it was great on race day as well, because we watched it from the pit lane. From the pit start straight.
Yeah.
We watched it from the start straight.
Yeah.
And there's a show on the grid with people, like, with drums and stuff.
Other
people with flags. And they fire the T-shirts into the crowd and stuff. Oh, that was good fun.
But you didn't get one.
No, almost. I almost had one. There was one coming towards me. I had my hand up ready to grab it. And someone in the front of me, ahead of me, just stood up and grabbed it. I was like, oh, thanks. Cheers, then. And that's the second time that's happened to us, because at Silverstone, they were doing the same thing, and we didn't get any T-shirts. That's smart. So third time's lucky, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
But it was... So we watched the start from there, then we sort of worked our way around. We ended the day in the VIP section.
Oh, yes.
Because we sort of snuck in. The security guy didn't stop us, so we were just like, okay, I'm gonna walk in. And I wasn't sure, but I think Jackie Stewart might have been in there, but I didn't see his face. It looked like it could have been. So
yeah. Who knows?
Then we had a wine. We had a nice wine watching the race from the perfect position. And the ending was exciting. You know, you had the Toyota fighting first and second, then you had the Porsche cars fighting with the Fords in the second in the GTs, and he had Aston Martin against Aston Martin in the amateur class. It was Ooh. A brilliant festival of motorsport, and I really enjoyed it, and I recommend it enough. So for you then, I would say don't eat the food at the circuit, because it's extortionate.
Okay.
that being said, I've got a little gift for you. I'm sure you'd appreciate it. At the track, you don't pay for the food in money. You pay for the food in tokens. Now,
right,
it's 30 euros to get 10 tokens, and you can use these tokens all over the track to buy food, drink, and what have you.
Okay.
Now we used I think it was like one token gets you a coffee.
Okay.
And like and a token and a half gets you some chips. But basically, come the end of our time there, I had half a token left.
Oh,
right.
So when I see you next, so why do they have tokens? What's the idea behind that?
The idea is you buy your tokens with your money, and then you use your tokens to buy to exchange for food. So you, the people
but
at
why?
The schools don't have to handle money, I guess.
So it's all the same. So you don't have like a mixture of pounds and euros.
Well, it's not that, is it? You can only use tokens to buy. You can only use euros to buy the tokens. But they just I don't know.
Why not? That's ridiculous.
That's just how they did it. So
making money, because then you've got to buy whole amounts, and you probably find loads of people are like you and have one left at the end or something, and they can't use it. So
yeah, it's really annoying. I said to the girl, "Can I get anything with this half a token?" And she was like, "No." And I was like, "Oh, fine."
There's nothing worth half a token here.
Not even half a coffee. It's a bit annoying, but anyway, I'm going to give you this token.
Oh.
Sorry, half a token. Because it's worth how much is it worth? If ten tokens are 30 euros.
Yeah, one is three euros.
One is three, so this is worth 1.5 euros.
€1.50 50 cents. Okay.
Yes.
Well, so thank you.
I don't know if it might be something different, but...
So
but
coffee
I
is
doubt.
€3? Christ.
Yeah. No, yeah, I know. So for me and Kez, what we did the other day, on Thursday, after the track, we got in the car, and we drove to a supermarket, and we bought some food.
Because,
like, hell were we spending that much money?
Yeah. That's kind of like the wise thing to do is take your own stuff.
Absolutely. They don't stop you, because we on the Saturday we brought some beers in, and they don't just like, yeah, go on. So,
oh really?
It's fine. Yeah,
that's
great.
Nice, isn't it?
We had a great time.
We got pissed. It was great.
So we had a lovely time. Any evenings we made the most of it. We went to the waterfall of Koo on Thursday night, which was wonderful. Then on Friday night we went to an actual spa, which was great.
A spa in spa.
Yeah. It was wonderful actually. I ate my dinner there in my swimming trunks.
Really?
That was fantastic.
You took your swimming trunks.
Yeah, well, no, we knew we were going to the spa.
Oh, your plans go to the spa, yeah, okay.
No, we'd already planned it, So we were sat there in our cozies having dinner. It was great fun.
and it was a lovely place.
You know, they had, like, waterfalls you could just sort of put your shoulders under and it would give you a back massage and stuff like this. And then on Friday we drove to the circuit, and then afterwards we drove straight to Spa, to the actual Spa town for that. And I bought some sunglasses, which was good.
Nice.
And what do we do? And then Saturday night I can't remember what we did. I think we just no, we didn't use the car on Saturday. No, we didn't use the car. We just went for a meal after the race.
So that was your last night there.
That was the last night. We went to the other restaurant in the town, and it wasn't as nice actually. But what can
but there you,
do?
You go.
What can you do? There we go. And then obviously on the Sunday in the morning, we got up a little bit later, and then got I wanted to get back to Brussels, get rid of the car as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So we got basically. So we drove back to Brussels. It was great. It was Sunday because it wasn't so busy until we hit Brussels, and then it was ridiculous again.
Yeah. But was it as bad as the first time, or was it better?
No, it was worse. It was worse.
Worse.
I'll tell you why. Because obviously we'd hired the car. We need to put fuel in it.
Okay.
So So I knew this. So I put in my sat nav into the sat nav, the closest petrol station to the rail station.
Yeah.
I figured, right, we'll just aim for that, and then we'll work our way there. So I got to the petrol station, and I couldn't see how to get in there because there were cars parked up on the roads and blocking the entrances. So I was thinking,
oh no,
great, okay,
nightmare.
Right, okay, so I'm gonna go right. So quickly do another search, Google search. Right, I found another one. Go for that one. So I got to that one, and the pumps didn't work.
Oh no.
It didn't. No, I was, you know, you're pushing the lever, nothing's happening.
So thinking, oh no.
Oh, come on, why?
Please so, work. Please.
Just
give me a break.
Getting a bit frustrated at this point, not going to lie.
You had it coming. Like, as soon as you decide to hire a car, that's like, oh, that's trouble. That's asking for trouble.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you got to go through these things.
Yeah.
So petrol station number three was about another 10 minute drive away. So I got there, pulled in, did it again, and it's not working.
Like, Were you doing it right?
I put the nozzle in the hole, and I pushed the lever, and nothing came out. So I was thinking, this can't be right. So I was looking, and then another guy pulls up, and he gets out his car, and he puts his... It was one of these self-service pumps.
Yeah.
And then he puts his card, bank card, in the machine first.
Ah.
I was like, oh, okay, right. So I went back to it. So I put the machine in, put my details... Oh, it's working now. Yay, good. Right.
Oh, the second one would have worked as well, but you probably hadn't realised.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
It gets worse, though.
You live, you learn. Oh, go on. Yeah.
No, it gets worse. Because so the next day when I was back, I looked for my bank balance just to see what the damage was. And I saw the transaction for the fuel that said it was like 30 quid. I was like, okay, there's 35 euros, so that makes sense. But then there was another transaction above it for £110 from the same petrol station. I was like,
why?
That's not right. What the hell? So I actually rang up my bank. I said, what's that about? Why has that gone out? And they said they told me that, oh no, that's it. What they do a check on the account by taking out lots of money, and then they'll just put it back again once they've checked that account is real. Yeah, I know.
Seriously?
£110. No, seriously, that's what they do.
You could have gone into like debt or something for that.
No, like, exactly. They don't know what you've got to pay
in the next few days.
Exactly. I was thinking, bloody hell, it's cleared now, so I've got the money back. But that first day I was thinking, oh no, I've been robbed.
Yeah. Someone, what the hell?
Someone is
stupid Belgium.
Someone's got my card and they've done something. But that was literally a heart attack moment because I can't afford that.
Yeah. And then it's not like it's near home as well. You can go and like find out more. It's in Belgium.
Well, I didn't have a receipt. I didn't have a receipt. They didn't give me one.
Yeah,
they
didn't
print one. So I've got nowhere to prove it.
I've got no proof. No hope.
No. That's it. So we filled the car up, and after about another 20 minute driving around the same bit over and over again because I couldn't figure out how to get over there, we eventually put the car back, and then we went up to the Hertz people, and they were closed.
Oh.
they were closed for lunch.
What? Why? Oh, for lunch. Oh, okay.
they'd be back at 4 o'clock, and I was thinking, oh, for God's sake.
Could you leave the car there for them?
No.
Was there a drop-in box?
Yeah, there's a. I just put the car back where I found it.
Yeah.
Basically, oh. I drove it back down the underground and just parked it up. And I took the ticket and just gave it. And so me and Kerry just found the nearest bar, bought the biggest beer and lovely meal and just stayed there. until we're done now.
I don't have to drive again. Whew. Relax.
Okay, yeah, it was quite fraught. I'm not gonna lie, because Kerry needed a wee, I needed a wee. It was hot. I was tiring.
I ran through
very lots of red lights. I had people beeping their horns at me. I didn't know what was going on.
Why are they beeping at you?
I don't know. I couldn't go any.
Were you driving too slowly?
Or no, I was. No,
were you in the wrong lanes or?
I don't know what I did. They were just getting annoyed at me. They were just getting annoyed at me. Horrible people. So
like,
that was
British bastard. God, I hate these British truck drivers coming over here in their hire cars, not knowing what they're doing.
Yeah. So that was Belgium, and out of all of that, we have a Dat's Life top tip.
Oh, go on.
Never hire a car from a capital city.
Ever,
because it's stupid.
Well, I could have told you that, Dave, before you went. Do you think?
Yeah, I know.
If you could go back, would you still hire a car? Do you think?
We talked about this. If we did it again, what I would do would get a train from Brussels to Liège and then hire a car from Liège.
Oh, okay.
And done it that way rather than have to drive back into Brussels. Because
is Liège not a big city then?
No, Liège is more like a big town. It's near Spa, so it would have been perfect, actually. Never mind. Next time, eh?
Yeah, well, next time.
Oh, boy.
At least we can compare the driving and...
We can.
Because we're completely avoiding the hire car.
Well, I'm going to say you're missing out.
I don't feel like I'm missing out, but...
No, the motorway... You know what? Belgium's a beautiful country and the motorway driving was wonderful.
We're going to be in a coach so we can enjoy
all
the stress without the stress of thinking we might die. Like we can just sit back and look out the window and just...
I think, oh, Dave had to drive this.
Yeah, what a knob.
What a knob. No, actually, yeah, you'll go down the same motorway as me, so you'll know.
I expect so, yeah. And you got the Eurostar home?
We got the Eurostar home, and then we walked back to Houston, and then we got the next Virgin train back to Milton Keynes, and we were delayed by 45 minutes because people had vandalised the tracks.
Oh, God. It just doesn't let up, does it?
No.
I just want to go away and have a nice time.
Nice holiday.
Why can't it be so difficult? Why is it so stressful and difficult? I just want to have a nice holiday. I just want 4 days away. That's all I ask.
Honestly.
But no.
Bloody. When we were there, it was fine. But there's the commute. Every time, it's just getting back or going there.
Yeah, it's the travel.
So we got home and we ordered a Domino's pizza because we were starving and then watched a film. And it was nice. All was well.
All's well that ends well.
What a journey. What a journey.
The British duo from Britain give you life. That's life. Dave, Tom. One microphone. Each.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
I'm trying to think if there was any other little... anything else that kind of amusing. I'm sure there was something. It'll come back to me one day. It'll come back to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we'll finish the show and then you'll be like, oh, I should have told him about that thing.
Probably. Oh, so WEC, thank you very much, and we'll see you again at Silverstone.
Yes, so when was
JB?
When,
JB, woo!
Yeah, Jensen Button will be there. When is Silverstone WEC?
It is in August, and it is 1 week before I go to the MotoGP.
Oh, right. So what date? So hold on. So what dates have we got here? The F1 at Spa is at the end of August. I think it's like the 25th or... Actually, I can have a look now. Right. Hold on.
So the endurance racing at Silverstone is the 17th to the 19th of August.
Okay. So right. The F1 is the following weekend. So that would be the same as the MotoGP then?
And the MotoGP is the 25th to the 26th of August.
Yeah, so that's the same as the F1 at Spa. Oh, so you'll be there whilst I'm at Spa.
There you go. Oh. That works quite well, doesn't it?
So the show we do after those is going to be jam-packed with...
Jam-packed
with World Endurance, MotoGP and F1.
What a combo.
What a combo. Right, well, should we end it then?
I was going to say, mate, this has been an hour show.
You've managed to talk the whole time about World Endurance, about your trip. No, this has become the World Endurance Championship special.
When you cut this down, it'll probably be about 50 minutes. I'm sure there was more stuff that I haven't said about.
Say it soon or you will run out of time.
Oh, God. That sounds ominous. No, what was there? Walking through the paddock and seeing all the drivers and Sam Bird and Maldonado. And
your brother from another mother?
Yeah, that man there. Mr. PM. PM? Pastor Maldo.
I mean, Pastor and David are kind of, they're...
Ying
similar
and Yang.
Names, right? Yeah, exactly. You've both got that creepy smile that you're not sure if they're pleased to see you or they're trying to go to the toilet, you know.
Well. What?
Is that too
what
much?
That?
Too much?
Too far, creepy too, smile? Too
yeah, you know when he smiles, it's like, oh my God.
He just passed wind there.
Yeah, it's like, oh, is he smiling? What's he doing? It's like, he's smiling. You know, there's too big, too many teeth, too big a jaw.
He's like,
you know what I mean? It's like Jaws in the Bond films.
You're being very mean here.
Sorry, David.
What if he's a fan and you just offended him?
And I never thought of that.
What would you say to him now if you saw him?
Oh God. What if I saw him now?
If you were at WEC and you were like, it's Pastor Maldonado, yay! And then you'd be like,
I think I'd just be like, hey man,
hey,
well, hello,
hey man, hello. I'm Tom. I'd probably
just do a little wave. Yeah, he'd probably be a bit starstruck. You know, because having seen me, because he's probably a fan of the show. Probably like, oh my God, is that Tom guy? Kind of like, hello, do you want me to sign your shirt for you?
Do you want me to sign your shirt? So I've got a pen right here.
Yeah. I don't know. Perhaps that's a topic for another time. What would you say to your... Poor pastor. Well, poor pastor.
I mean, he's lived a pretty nice life,
seeing as he's a rubbish driver. Ooh.
What? Oh, well. Well then, so we have the Eurovision coming up, of course.
Oh, are you going to watch that?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that. Let's not ruin a good show with Eurovision.
Eurovision at the end, man. Come on. Belgium. We're talking about Belgium and talking about Europe. It's only fair we bring up
All right, go on then.
Eurovision. So it's going to be Eurovision this weekend. I hope...
Oh, is it this weekend?
Yes. I hope you all stay safe. I hope you all stay safe and enjoy it. And we'll look for a good competition. Oh, did you see Mark Williams? He won the snooker as well.
Yeah, he was... Yeah. He won his third world title.
He won this new...
I was pleased to meet John Higgins.
Did you see that?
Took all his clothes off.
Not what he did the next morning.
No.
Well, he said he woke up in bed next to a man.
Really? Christ.
Good God. Hang on. Let me see if I can find it.
What man? What?
I think it was a mate of his. He just woke up. He said tweeted a picture of himself in the morning. And he was next to in bed with some guy.
Right. That's quite a shock, isn't it?
on that note, then.
Hold on, I just wanted to say something else, please.
You got some words?
Oh. I've got lots of words. Dave and I were on the Back of the Grid F1 podcast.
You have this to week. Mention it.
Well, no, I just thought it would be nice to just to say that we were on it, and you should check out their Spain preview, wasn't it? Yeah, because that's the one that we were on, and it was very funny, and we had a great time. We'd like to say thanks to Tom, the host.
Yeah, Tom, we had a great time for joining us. I mean, for letting us join him.
Yeah, Dave was like straight in, like hosting. Like, I'm taking control of this one.
Wait a minute. No.
Yeah, what's going on here? And they sort of said there's a good chance they're going to come on our show in some form, so that would be nice. Yeah, that was all.
Lovely. No, check them out. They're really... Oh, God.
They're what?
Anyway. You're right? Yeah, no, I just saw something which stopped me in my tracks. But it's fine. I'm okay.
Focus, I'll Dave. Survive. Focus. We're not finished yet. God.
It's time to go. Okay, well, thanks everybody for joining us.
Thank you very much.
It's not been a usual show. It's been more like
It's been really boring, actually.
It has been quite boring. Yeah, that's what I did on my holiday. But never
Interesting.
Mind. I hope you enjoyed anyway. And stay safe. Enjoy Eurovision. And we will be back with you with another episode in the future. Final words, Tom?
Final words. Thank you for sharing your World Endurance Championship story of your weekend. That was very nice.
Yes, very nice.
Bit of a shame you couldn't fit in like the good stuff, but you know, we'll have to move on to the next show, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
At least you had a nice time chatting away. That was nice.
I had a lovely time to myself.
Excellent. Yeah, we will see you and the fan, you Dave and you the fan, next time.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. Cheerio. Bye-bye. Ta-ta.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Art text and deleted scenes.
Indeed. So Kerry's distracting me.
I'm just going to turn the light on. It's going to be dark. Pause. Okay, I'm going to turn the light on. I nearly plinged out.
Oh, careful. It's difficult to pling.
So the cat is sprawled out on the floor next to me.
Oh, good. I'm glad she's happy.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to the Lego shop tomorrow? No. No reason?
Yeah. What? You buying some more Lego, Dave?
I want to get the Porsche.
Oh.
Would you like a Lego? I think we should get some Lego.
You're buying.
Okay, right.
Did Kerry have a nice? Is she staying?
Is she staying?
Is Kerry staying?
No, she's off. She just wants me. She wants another. I want another lemon lem sip. Sure.
It's not a lem sip. Stop calling it a lem sip. God. It's so lemon tea. Sorry, isn't lem sip.
I'm having a lemon tea, please. One lemon tea. Right, she's on her way. So you're staying in Brussels, aren't you?
Yes.
So it's going to be a long... So you'll have time to get some stuff. Hello. I'm very well, thanks.
You've been outside.
Yeah, I would like to go outside, actually.
Sorry, the cat's come back in.
Oh, right. Hello. Oh, okay. Hello. Yes.
Continue. That's fine. Don't let me stop you. No. Look at you.
The cat's life. God's sake, what the hell is this? What is this idiot?
Why is he talking like this?
It's so strange.
Yeah, they never talk to each other like this. Thank you for tuning in to That's Life podcast with Dave and Tom. We will see you next time. Woo! Okay, stopping.
That's Life podcast is part of Brit Pod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritPodScene.com or follow Britpod Scene on Twitter to find out more.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.